Doctor Who and the Invasion from Space, read by Peter Purvis. They were taking it very well, Doctor Who decided, considering where they'd come from and the way in which they'd trapped themselves into what must be, to their simple minds, the most fantastic nightmare that ever the mind of man had suffered. The Doctor was forced to admit that he was actually feeling a bit queasy himself. The TARDIS was wheeling and bucketing like a ship caught up in a violent storm on Earth. But the currents that tossed her about were not the currents of Earth, but the web of energies that crisscrossed the universe and maintained the perfect balance of nature, controlling the movements of the planets around the stars in their courses with the galaxies, and the galaxies in their vast orbits in the cosmos itself. "It's out of control, Great Warlock!" shouted George Mortimer above the racket of the instruments and the chattering of the useless relays. "What has happened to your magic powers now, Master?" Doctor Who, still clinging to his now useless control panel, could scarcely hold in his irritation. "If I've told you once, I've told you a dozen times. I'm no warlock and there is no magic in my vessel. My TARDIS is a scientific instrument, a very cabinet of all the marvels, I admit. But it is no more magical for the age it was built in than anything which had appeared in your world at the time when I rescued you from your burning hovel in 17th century London." "Sometimes I wish you'd let us burn," moaned the man. "At least it will be over by now, in this devil's box. Who knows what torments and hardships we may have yet to endure?"
"Tut, tut," snapped Doctor Who. "This is nothing, good fellow. This is merely another hazard of space travel to be overcome. My vessel is temporarily out of control, I must admit. But just let me settle my stomach after this space storm, and I'll take control again. How are the two children?"
"They sleep," the woman said mournfully. She was a large-eyed peasant woman in tattered rags, whose name was Helen.
"After you anointed them for their burns and fed them, they slept. Master, where are we? When you appeared at the door of our burning hut in London, we all thought you were the devil himself come to claim his own. But when your door opened and you pulled us all inside, I do confess that love of living made me forget who you were, and I jumped in like my man and my two children. For what are we being punished now?"
Doctor Who rode the lurchings of the TARDIS like a seasoned mariner, his momentary nausea forgotten in his exasperation.
"Will you good people stop calling me Master? I'm a doctor. Not a doctor of medicine, but a doctor of science. You're not being punished for anything, woman. It is by the purest unfortunate chance that you are in my space-time ship. By an error of my controls, I materialized my ship in the middle of the Great Fire of London, just outside the door of your burning hovel. I didn't rescue you, wretched people. I merely had the bad luck to open my door just as you were staggering through the flames. You saw sudden, unhoped-for salvation, and you leapt, or scrambled, I forget which, into my vessel. In fact, it was all an inexcusable invasion of my privacy. I like being alone in my TARDIS. I'm used to it. I don't relish being hampered by the presence of a family of medieval oafs who think I'm Old Nick himself, or at the very least, one of his demons."
"Great wizard," said Mortimer meekly, while the Doctor paused for breath.
"The devil cabinet has stopped."
Doctor Who stood upright and stared at the man.
"Bless my soul," he beamed. "So we have. Now, this is most interesting, most interesting. I wonder where we shall find ourselves when I open that door."
Helen and George cringed away from him, and the woman went to where the two children were sleeping in a corner. "I'll wager I know where we've landed."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?